she appreciated the fact. She said, well, she didn't know he was going to die. But the fact that almost the night before, you were kind enough and thoughtful enough to calm down, became, and you couldn't have guessed what was going to happen. But I mean, it really, as you said, it made him die feeling that at least that place in history was safe, thanks
right.
to you.
Right. Well, let me say that.
Any say to me is even a third-class decision only acted on is better than a first-class decision difficult.
He knows a great guy.
And Mr. Dollar,
he was indispensable.
And Mr. Dollar treated him very bad for that time.
Beetle was a follow-up, an indispensable guy. Jerry Persons once made a wonderful crack. He said that Beetle, I did a long one, that wasn't his crack, Beetle was a chosen. Beetle once said to him, he says, every leader, this is when Eisenhower and Generals, every leader needs a Pratt boy. And he said, I was Mike's Pratt boy. Until you know what the money. And he likes nice houses.
So great.
Finally, who can teach him to do that? I told him, but on the other hand, John Conley, as a salesman, as a super salesman, he's got balls, he can make the leadership thing. And what he would have over all of the others, the only one that would approach him on would be Rock Butler. But John Conley, by what we call the thoughtful leaders of the country, and there are a group there, we won't use the term leaders, but the business, the professional, political, so forth, he is considered to be a guy that has his family.
That's right.
Like you. I bet you go across the street and find the head of the biggest Republican law firm, whoever it is, in New York, or Washington, he'd say, Conley, great.
That's right.
Whether he might not want him from part of the staff, but he before got his head, of course he's got the stuff. That's what you have to leave by that. Conley ranks in all the worry about 1,000 places. He's got the all the greatest. I met with a group, we had all the Jewish, many Jewish leaders down here, you know, Taz Schreiber, my brother came from California, and there's a group from New York, and Max Fisher running a big bunch. These are people that are basically Democratic, most exceptions. They were people that supported Humphrey Minor Jackson before, and we had a lot of their support this time. But that group, they don't bet on losers. That's why they do so well. They would be for Conley en masse. Right?
That's right. And you'd be surprised how deep it goes. How many men, even way back, you know, when Jim, I know Jim awfully well.
Bartley. Yeah, he's a great
Jim Bartley one time ago. And I had a lot one night at a wedding party that I had there about how I was Mr. John Conley on the Democratic ticket. It was way back, though, about 2 years ago. First thing Jim called me, he said, God damn, this is true. Can it be? And that night, it was the second panel of the sheriff jury, you know about that, where everybody picks up this understanding power. God damn, the path was passing around me at the table. And I laughed and I said, well, that can't be. And you are absolutely right. He cannot be nominated on the Democratic ticket. Well, Mr. President, I think that after the election of 74, you on one hand created a situation where if he doesn't jump, maybe I'm wrong. Your judgment's much better than mine. I'm 72 years old, Mr. President.
You're doing very well.
I said to John, and Mel Laird talked to me about this the other day, and Mel Laird said, you know, he said, if John doesn't jump too soon, so the I'll talk to him about this Jesse Jones concept of a Democrat working for a Republican president in for the good of the country. And he said, you know, if he doesn't jump too soon, he said he'd have to jump after 74. He said, if we give him a big job to do, and he doesn't say yet what he's going to be, he said, then the Democratic votes would come to him for the job he's done, in addition to having to leave the Democratic Party. And he said to the Democratic Party, the decent ones like you have to leave and say, me too. I don't know, I don't trust my judgment right now. But I know, Mr. President, I know you have
been promised.
That guy is great.
The problem that you have, and I'll
help any way there is to help
say this, the problem you have with winning. Now, I'm not going to try to influence John because I think it's not fair to him. I love you. And how it feels when I do something. Here's the problem. He must not wait to let somebody lock it.
Oh, I said
that's the problem.
I understand.
I'm not sure these days. It's terrible when people start running for president the day after you elect them.
And they read it.
Rockefeller, Reagan, all three, no question about it.
And John said every right to. And John said exactly what you said.
And
he said they suddenly may lock it up.
And if they lock it, you see, people get committed. And then they get committed. And the point is that John can just tell people, look, wait. It's hard. It's very difficult. Well, that's. If you keep your mind open, you may be appreciated, because the main thing is to be sure that
Take me
Yeah, well, he's taking the Philippines. He needs to go to the best of the United States. I didn't
know that, let me just see what I have. I'm sure you've got a photograph here. Did you get a picture of this video?
Yes, we did.
You got a picture?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes,
sir. That's why I think you've got a copy of the picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to prove you were here.
All right.
And
all
right.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know, you're in great shape.
Well, man, it's nothing to do with it.
Thank you. Don't
you?
You've got
a
span and everything. It's marvelous.
Please, how do I?
Right here.
And I
you see,
that
always confuses people. That's the way it
does. That's right. I know those seven keys was a bit of
thank you, sir. Well, Doctor, thanks for coming. Appreciate your
time.